Jesus said to the crowds, "I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world." The Jews quarreled among themselves, saying, "How can this man give us his flesh to eat?" Jesus said to them, "Amen, amen, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you do not have life within you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him on the last day. For my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me and I in him. Just as the living Father sent me, and I have life because of the Father, and also the one who feeds on me will have life because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven. Unlike your ancestors who ate and still died, Whoever eats his bread will live forever. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
We are so used to receive Holy Communion since our first day of our first communion. Every Sunday, more important days, we receive Him. Do we experience His presence? Paul, to the 1 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 16 says, as we take this one bread, the Eucharist, we become one body in Him. So if we don't experience the presence, the gifts of labor, whatever you do to the list, you're doing it to me. So most of the time, we don't understand what you mean by receive Holy Communion. When we receive Holy Communion, this one bread, we become one body. If you don't feel your labor is part of your body, that means to say you miss something very important. Just apparently you receive the Holy Communion, but Jesus doesn't live in you because you don't have the heart to love. Jesus expects when we receive Him, we share this love with one another, that we become one body in Christ. And St. Augustine say another way, he said many times we do not understand the Eucharist because we do not live up this unity among people. When we don't have this unity, sense of unity, when we don't have this love for one another, it's very hard to understand what's the meaning of the Blessed Sacrament or the Eucharist. So it's not a theory. Many people love Jesus because they find it very hard to swallow His food. How can you eat His flesh, drink His blood? For the Jews, not even for the Jews, for us also, we can't understand. But Jesus didn't live, anything changed. Many people left. Peter stayed behind. And Jesus asked Peter, why don't you go away with them? You see, Peter is very humble. Maybe by that time he couldn't understand what's meaning this flesh, its blood. But he trusts. He says, Lord, only in you have the true word. He trusts the word of Jesus. That's all. You don't have to understand, but you have to live. This is a mystery of Christianity. Mystery of the body of Christ, or we call the mystical body of Christ. We are one because we share this one bread, one cup, one body of Christ, one blood of Christ. We become one. Not only that, since we receive Him, we become Him. That's what Paul says. Today is not that I live, but Christ lives in me. And this is the mystery of the receiving Holy Communion. So not just take it and go. Jesus, if you heard, you look at the love for him. Of course, less for others. If you have this love for him, so it's much easier to forgive, to love your enemy. You can easily understand the word of Jesus. Because Peter also once says, tell us Jesus, is it enough that I forgive 7 times? Already very much. For the Jews, 3 times is a maximum degree. Then Peter considered himself a good disciple of Jesus. So he said 7 times, very much, 120% more than usual. But then Jesus told him, Peter, Peter, I don't tell you 7 times, but 77 times. That means forever and ever. You have to forgive, just like me. This is I forgive until the end of the world. You too, you do the same. And this is a Eucharist. This is the meaning of life. So when you tell yourself it's very hard to forgive, very hard to be united, it's hard. But what is impossible for man is possible for God. You know, I have told you once a secret of my experience when I was working in Toronto. As you know, there was a woman who got a stigmata, 5 wounds. Once, I wrote a letter to Jesus through her, and she gave it to Jesus. And after 3 months, Jesus responded to my letter. One of the things that, because I was new in Toronto, I asked, I want my parish to be a family, one family. They what expect from Eucharist, one body. Jesus just asked one thing: stay with me 1 hour per day. I will look after your parish. And this is the secrecy. It's so true. Not only in Toronto, even here. Jesus, what he promised, is always fulfilling. I'm leaving this parish for another new assignment. But all these 8 years, I can see the changes that doesn't come from me, it's from Jesus himself. But what I have to do is stay with you too. You want to change your You want to change something in your family or in the associations, anything, stay with Jesus. Let him do. You just open your heart. Take him in. Let him work. Many times you say, I'm capable, I can. That's not true. Jesus. That's why he gave us his body, his blood. So that we be one with him. So let us live this spirit of the Eucharist in him, through him, that we serve the Lord, that we praise the Father through him, in him, because we receive him through the Blessed Sacrament. So let's pray for one another that we can always be one, that what Christ, before he left this world, he prayed, Father, that all may be one, as I one with the Father, that all may be one with us. So we ask Jesus to give us a special grace that we become one body, one spirit in him.